Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go to Mark, please, the 16th chapter. Can you take another reason tonight?
Yes.
Why we are sure?
Yes.
Why we know and are sure that it's God's will for all of us to be healed today? We have been giving you, in the process of giving you, 30 reasons from the Bible. Not opinion and theory. From the Bible, 30. 30. Why we are sure it's God's will for all to be healed. Now, if you run across somebody that says, oh no, it's not always God's will, then get them to give you 30 biblical reasons. Reasons from the Bible why they are sure it's not always God's will to heal. Really? People, you know, when they want to accuse us of being in error, well, you know, where's your scripture? So, we're in the process. And our last reason, what was it, about number 17? We talked about, what was it? What was the last one? The ministry of Jesus. And we saw that He is the direct revelation of the unchanging will of God for all people for all time. We saw that He, everything He said and everything He did, you're seeing God. In fact, didn't He say, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Does the Father change? No, He does not. So everything Jesus did and said was and is revelation of God's will. Did He minister healing? All the time. We just looked, we didn't look at all of them, but we saw place after place after place after place after place. He healed them every one. He healed them all. They were all healed. Everyone that touched was healed. All. Every. Any. Every all. Every. What idea might you get after a while?
All.
Now, if it's just God's will to heal a few, to prove a point, or to do a particular thing, why don't we see that? Why don't we see that? Why don't we see Him telling people, no, I'm sorry. Now, I healed them to demonstrate something. But it's not always my will to heal. It would have sure explained everything for us, wouldn't it? Everybody would have been clear on it. But when He just goes and heals everybody, service after service, how are we going to understand and believe that it might not be His will to heal us? We could get the wrong idea. When you just keep reading, all were healed. Everybody was healed. Everybody was healed. You might get to thinking, well, hey, it's just God's will to heal everybody. Right? And that is what we're thinking. In fact, we're sure of it. We're convinced. And let's go on. You'll see Jesus ministering healing to people. Acts 10 said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. The Bible says everybody that Jesus healed was satanically oppressed. We're not given one example of something that God put on them. And I mean thousands upon thousands were healed in Jesus' ministry. Weren't they? And there wasn't even one that we hear about that God was teaching something and was working something out in their life. Not one that it wasn't time for them to be healed, that God was teaching and working something out and it just wasn't time yet. Not even one. Not one.
Not one.
Not one. He healed them all. And you will see there were two main ways He ministered healing to them. The spoken word and the touch of the hand. Or I should say touch. The spoken word and by touch. Oftentimes He touched them. And many times they touched Him. But with the same result.
Yeah.
Healing. Somebody say spoken word.
Spoken word.
And by the touch.
By the touch.
Now, we just got through reading in our text, didn't we? How that when this man said, Lord, I know you can heal me if you will. What did Jesus say and do?
Amen.
He reached out his hand. And did what? Put forth his hand and touched him. And he said, I will be clean. So here we see both of them. A touch and a spoken word. And through the touch and through the spoken word, the disease was driven out and healing came in. Now, if any of this was unnecessary, Jesus wouldn't have done it. If there was a better way, he'd have done it the better way. Do we have any better example than this? If we're going to minister healing, should we follow his example and do it exactly the way he did it? Absolutely. Somebody say spoken word, and touch. Now, we talked a while back that we're sure it's God's will for all of us to be healed because of our authority.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Well, that's a spoken word, isn't it? You speak the word in the name of Jesus. Did you know you can kill cancer in the name of Jesus? Did you know you can speak against arthritis and inflammation and poison of different kinds in your system? Things that are affecting your glands, no matter what it is, people are taught to just bump along and try to bear with it the rest of you can. No, get vocal. Speak against that stuff and say, no, you don't. Not in my body. No, you don't. No, I rebuke this. The Bible said we're to bind it. That means we're to shut it down. Tie it up. Shut it down. Shut it down in Jesus' name. And so the spoken word, we see that many, many times. But we also see this, the touch. So this is our next reason. We're sure it's God's will for all to be healed because of the laying on of hands. The laying on of hands. Go to Mark, please. The 16th chapter. The laying on of hands. In Mark, the last chapter, chapter 16 and verse 15. He said, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized will be saved. He that believes not will be damned. And these signs shall follow who? Now, is it God's will for all to be saved?
Yes.
According to that verse, are all going to be saved? No. What determines who's saved and who's not? Are you reading verse 16? You preach the gospel to everybody because it's available to everybody. And it's God's will for everybody to be saved. Every creation. Will everybody be saved?
No.
No, he said, he that believes and acts on that faith, baptized, shall be saved. He that believes not, what if you don't believe it? What if you don't receive it? Then that proves it wasn't God's will for you to be saved.
No,
it proves no such of a thing. It still was God's will for you to be saved. Whether you believed it and received it or not. And verse 17, and these signs will follow who? Not the ones that doubt it. I've had people want to take me to task and say, well, that don't happen in our church. I said, well, do y'all preach it? No, we don't believe in it. And then the guy thought I was being a smart aleck, but I wasn't. I was just trying to make a point. I said, well, now, that's worth thinking about. Y'all don't preach it. Y'all don't believe it. And you don't have any of it. We preach it. We believe it. And just got catalogs full of testimonies. Wonder if there's any connection here. Well, we don't believe in it because we don't see it. No, you don't see it because you don't believe it. Well, if we saw it, we'd believe it. No, it'd be too late to believe it. Well, seeing is believing. Absolutely not. No, you believe before you see. When you don't see is when you believe. When you see it, now you don't have to believe it. There it is. Seeing's not believing. You believe when you don't see. How many remember what the psalmist said? I would have fainted unless I had believed to see. the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. You don't see it, then you believe it. You'll never will see it like that.
Come on.
These signs follow arguers, skeptics, intellectuals that think they know more than the Bible. No, follow them that believe. What kind of things are going to follow them that believe? Keep reading. What? My name? They'll cast out devils? They'll speak with new tongues. They take up serpents, drinking deadly thing, and not hurt them. Look at that last part. They shall what? Believers. Of course, if you don't believe in it, you wouldn't do it. Of course, if you didn't believe in it, you wouldn't want somebody to lay hands on you either. They shall lay hands on the sick, and then it'll be up to God. And we'll see, you know, if they get healed, then we know that was the will of God. If they don't, then we know it wasn't God's will. Now, here's the deal.
Come on, bro.
We're supposed to lay hands on people, believers, in faith. James says the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. Well, what if I don't know as a minister who it's God's will to heal and who it's not? How do I know who to lay hands on? Somebody says, well, just lay hands on everybody and leave it up to God. No, now if it's not the will of God for them to be healed, I ought not be laying hands on them trying to get them out of the will of God.
Amen.
See, people don't even believe this themselves.
That's right.
They'll tell you, I guess it's not the will of God, and then they'll go to the doctor.
Come on.
Spend all their money, right? Trying to get out of the will of God. Come on, now you either believe it's the will of God for you to be sick, or you don't. If you really believe it's God's will for you to be sick, don't be trying to get out of the will of God. Stay with what you say. At least be consistent. Stay with what you say you believe. No, we got nothing against doctors. We thank God for doctors. They're fighting the same thing we are. Right? Disease is not from God. No, we thank God for them. We're all fighting the same thing. Right? Let's overcome. Let's stay alive. Let's live some more. Let's beat this thing. So that's why it's not wrong to go to the doctor. It's not wrong to try to help yourself. Because it never was the will of God for you to be sick.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Laying On of Hands, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002N. That's R2002N, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.